is one minor weather disturbance, possibly just about over Puerto Rico, or maybe just to the east of that island. No strong circulation patterns, although there's a hint of cyclone development. There might be just a small depression in that area. I don't know whether your map's carrying anything down there or not.
I think I see what you're talking about on the satellite picture, but I don't have a surface analysis that goes that far. I do just now got a copy of the surface chart for the United States. And there's a front stretching from northern Texas northeastward up through Tennessee and Virginia, and another one sort of parallel to it, but displaced southward from Louisiana along the Gulf Coast across northern Florida and on out into the Atlantic. And I guess the two are kind of blending together to make that irregular mass of clouds you mentioned.
Okay, Gordy, if I'd been a little more observant, I could see that there was a little bit, looks like a decrease in at least the thickness of the clouds, vertical thickness, between the two areas you just mentioned. So there is some indication here of those two fronts, although they are contributing to a general weather pattern in the eastern United States.
Roger.
I think with a little experience in this business, you might have picked those two out of that mass, but it's not immediately obvious.
Roger.
You got anything on there coming in from the northwest now, say up in Wyoming or Colorado?
The way it's drawn on the surface chart shows that the northern front that I mentioned just now sort of curving on up through central Colorado and then bending westward through Utah. That's about the only other frontal activity. There's one probably dry front, then a short one through central Arizona and southern Utah.
Okay, well that makes sense. That would match with that, what I was thinking was high cirrus in Arizona. And also I can see how you could bend the northern front up through Colorado and then back westward to explain the patterns we're seeing in the clear area south of that.
Raj.
Gordy, the zero phase point now is off the coast of Chile and Ecuador, well, maybe 10 or 15 degrees of longitude, and it is fairly dull, does not seem to indicate any great amount of choppiness or wave action in that area.
Roger.
And about 15 minutes ago, Gordy, I took two more Hasselblad shots of the Earth.
Okay.
also Houston, frame number, let's see, about 16 and 17 were taken over the earth about 15 minutes ago, too. And that's magazine Sierra Sierra.
Okay, Ron, we copy that.
Gordy, with respect to the ice pack off the coast of Antarctica, it's difficult to distinguish pack ice from clouds in general. However, the clouds seem to pick up reflection patterns with respect to the sun, and using that as a, and some shadows then below as a criteria, it looks as if the pack ice in the South Atlantic would extend to a latitude almost comparable to that of Tierra del Fuego. I don't know whether that that's reasonable or not.
Okay, I don't either, but maybe someone who's more of an expert can clear up your question on that. I'll let you know.
Now, to the southwest of Tierra del Fuego, there's a, looks like a small cyclone developing, clockwise rotation, just off the edge of the pack ice. And, but it does not seem to be closely associated with the frontal activity that I mentioned when I started out speaking at this particular time.
Gotcha.
There is another what may be a front a little bit ahead of that cyclone that's now extending north-south. Starts in the pack ice area and extends up about halfway from there to Buenos Aires, in the direction of Buenos Aires. It doesn't look like a very major mass of air or frontal system. It may develop into something over the next couple days, though.
Okay.
Centered, Gordy, at about 45 south and say 30 west, there's a another cyclone area that's ahead of the last front I talked about. That doesn't look, I think I talked about it yesterday, still does not look too strong, although the cloud, as I recall, the cloud cover is somewhat more well developed, and circulation patterns seem to be better developed. It may be an intensifying storm over what we saw yesterday.
Roger.
I cannot see that it's associated with any clear frontal activity, however.
Okay.
Now that, I presume, should be migrating in the direction of the south-east coast of Africa, so we'll keep an eye on it.
Roger.
And that reminds me, did you get any information on the that what looked like a very strong, concentrated typhoon or hurricane? hurricane in the South Pacific between Borneo and the Philippines?
Let me check, see what we got on that. I wasn't here when you first talked about it, evidently.
Well, it was one that they didn't seem to be carrying, and it looked extremely well-developed from here. Yesterday, that what I'm speaking of was centered at about 15 north and 100 and I think about 117 east.
Okay, I've been informed that they are the satellite people are carrying that one now. I'm not sure whether they had seen it before or didn't see it till after you did, but they are aware of it now and are tracking it.
Well, we're not competing. They just didn't have any information for me on it yesterday. Probably be able to see that again late this afternoon.
Okay, the one that you just gave the coordinates on is does have a name. That's Therese, Hurricane Therese. And so the other one must be the must not have the name.
Okay, now which one is Cerise?
The one you just, the coordinates you gave almost exactly pinpoint Cerise.
Okay, that's near the Philippines.
That's affirmative. Between there and Vietnam.
Okay, well then that sounds like, if that's an up-to-date position, it has relatively little movement since yesterday.
Roger. They show it moving just very slightly westward.
Okay. Are they carrying anything south of Guam now that we talked about yesterday?
Take a minute to get something on that. They don't have a current map showing anything at Guam right now.
And we also had a storm developing south of, or southwest of New Zealand. Might look at that one too.
Okay. Jack, are you making these observations through the monocular?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Although most of them, well, at this distance, Gordy, the circulation, detailed circulation patterns to say what's a cyclone and what isn't are not visible to the naked eye, at least not to mine.
Roger.
But the major frontal patterns are, however.